And God says 06 is the year of new beginning. You know, the destiny that's on your life has nothing to do with what you have, and it has nothing to do with your priorities. It has nothing to do with your likes or your dislikes. It has nothing to do with your personal goals. Your destiny is something impossible that God has put in you that's going to take more than what the average person is pulling off. You see, your calling and election isn't up to God. He called and he elected, but you're going to shore that thing up. Too many of you are waiting for God to match you up with your call, and God says, no, the call is my part. Matching up is yours. And I tell you what, I don't know about you, but that's what excited my heart when I first got saved. I said, there's got to be such a thing as a will of God for my life. I've been invited. You've been invited. We've all been invited. But have we all been chosen? The truth of the matter is, the calling, the invitation is up to God, and God's invitation is broad, and God's invitation is big, and God's invitation is generous, the good and the bad. Who ever heard of such a thing? But the favoritism is up to you. You're trying desperately to satisfy yourself and to fulfill yourself and to secure yourself and make you feel good and wanted and needed and important. And God says, you don't do that by pursuing it. Jesus said, if you try to save your life, you'll lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake and the gospel, you'll save it. I know it's in your heart to become a favorite, but what are you doing about it? Diligence is the base or the foundation for your calling and election. And I'm astounded at how many people make the mistake of thinking that because God invited them to the feast, that he's also going to dress them. The prophetic is a possibility. It's God's willingness. It is once again the invitation of God, but it's up to us to be favored. Until you've found something to die for, you've never lived. I can't think of anything happier than fulfilling my destiny.